Hey, thank you for that, and welcome to the Friday edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle, where in the first hour we are always quite happy to be joined by the Hollywood insider and film critic, our very good friend Jan Wall. Jan, how are we?
We are very well. I have a recommendation today. It's going to blow your mind.
All right. Well, we will look forward to that. But let's bring in our first guest. Great to have her back, Pam Preston. And she's here because the opening night gala for the San Francisco Ballet will be on Wednesday, January 22nd. This is a huge deal. And Pam, once again, thanks for being on the show. This is really in your blood. I mean, like me, you're a Bay Area native, and this has just been something that's in your DNA, isn't it?
Oh, you know what? First of all, good morning, Rick and Jan. I feel like I'm so grateful. It is. As someone, I was born at UCSF and grew up in the East Bay, and what an honor. I think that the ballet is something that I've always been really involved in since I was a child. And opening night is happening Wednesday, January 22nd. It's going to be absolutely terrific.
What's the theme this year? I went last year. It was amazing. So memorable.
So memorable. Thank you, Jan, so much. So the theme is a wonderful summary of the season, and it's going to be provocative, passionate, and dramatic scenes of love, but sort of sexy love. It's, you know, but it's Frankenstein, you know, it's Menon, you know, it is going to be a very kind of a sexier night. Think black, big gold frames. It's going to be very, very, very sexy. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of sexy, it's a red carpet event. It's not what are, it's who are you wearing, right?
I mean, that's true. You know what's so wonderful about the evening? It goes from very, very formal black tie to the after party, which is very inclusive in terms of the community, which I love. I'm wearing a kind of a capsule collection gown from Vera Wang, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. It actually has some ballet tied into it, and I think everyone's wearing it.
Wow.
You know, it does. You know, yes, it's going to be. Yeah, it's a great dress. If I can fit into it.
Can't wait. I mean, it's so fun. And you know, I want to talk about the gay community who helps support the ballet, the world class San Francisco Ballet. And you should see what they wear. Wow, some beautiful tuxedos, incredible dresses.
I agree. I think that it is the most amazing night of the year in San Francisco to celebrate everyone in the community. And, you know, Tamara Rojo, our artistic director, really embraces all community members. And she really has a real global presence and a real focus. After party tickets are available for $175. It's catering by McCall's. And it's just, you know, a real vibrant night to celebrate our amazing city. And I know you guys probably feel this as well, being Bay Area folks. The city is just really alive right now. The energy is just terrific. And I'm so, so proud to be born and raised in the Bay Area. So I'm really, really excited about next week.
I want to talk about the San Francisco Ballet in general. I mean, and this is all the best things they're going to do all year that you see in one night. But, oh, my God, what a world-class ballet. I mean,
it really is, Shannon. Yeah, and I know that you've also been coming quite a bit, which I'm so grateful for. It really, you know, we're getting sneak peeks of Ramonda, Cool Britannia, like it is just going to be, opening night is going to have such an amazing showcase of the talents of our wonderful dancers and really celebrate, you know, the entire connection to the San Francisco Ballet. It's going to be wonderful. I keep bringing that one up, but it's going to be spooky, but very cool.
I went a couple months ago to Swan Lake, and, you know, I'm not a ballet aficionado, but I think Tchaikovsky gave that a standing ovation. I mean, it was just, it blew away. I've been to a few ballets, and it made all the other ballets I went to look like nothing. I mean, it was just extraordinary.
Ricky, what was it that really knocked you out about the San Francisco Ballet?
Well, first of all, the lead dancer, we had her on the show. She was stolen from the, she's Swedish, and she was stolen from the Austrian ballet. Is that right? From Vienna?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and she, her arms, the way she, I mean, she was fantastic, but every scene was a showstopper, as they say on Broadway. Right. It was just incredible.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, we're so grateful.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I think one exciting thing about next Wednesday is our honorary chair, Aisha Curry. Obviously, you know, fabulous businesswoman, founder of Sweet July, you know, lovely wife of Steph Curry. So having that additional, very amazing local connection, I think really is going to give the night lot of fun.
Oh, my God, that's going to bring, you know, that may bring some non-ballet fans into the ballet.
Yeah, definitely.
I have to ask too, because I used to live in Lafayette when I went to St. Mary's College. Were you a Akalani's kid?
I was an Akalani's kid. I also was a cheerleader, so watch out. Akalani's all the way, and love St. Mary's so much. I feel like the community in the Bay Area, you just can't beat it. So. Just an amazing place to grow up.
All right. Now, I do know, and this might sound somewhat, I don't know what the word is, maybe gender specific, but I know a few women that are glamorous, and they always say they have wardrobe anxiety. They're like, and they look fantastic in everything, you know, but they're like, they change their mind 15 times. Do you have wardrobe anxiety?
We all do.
You know, I just kind of have fun with it. That especially given everything that's been going on with our friends in Southern California, I think it's just, you know, it's just a night to have fun and celebrate. But I am known to grab something at the last minute.
At the opening night, I will never forget all these women going up the stairs of City Hall and posing. And I don't mean posing in some way. I mean really beautiful. My God, when you've got clothes like that, beautiful.
It's just a lot of fun. It's a wonderful night to celebrate the city. But I think that, you know, it's going to be terrific. I'm so grateful. Yeah. And Ricardo is doing our decor. Again, McCall's is catering. We're going for after party.
McCall's is so creative. Last year, they had a dessert of a treasure chest, and it was like little desserts in the treasure chest, and it was just amazing. God.
Before we run out of time, I want to let people know that you can go. The tickets at sfballet.org/gala and sfballet.org/gala-performance, depending on what you want to do. And Pam, you got to get me and Jan into the after party.
Definitely. I mean, definitely, 100%. Thank you both for supporting.
If I wear a regular suit, will I be booed and thrashed?
Yeah,
definitely not. You can wear whatever you want.
All right, once again.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, down here at one of the great buildings right by City Hall, Beaux-Art, beautiful opera house. It is the ballet, SF Ballet opening gala. We've been speaking with Pam Preston. Pam, we'll see you there.
See you there, Pam.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
All right. Good stuff. SF.